National Radio 1. So, playing today, myself, Chris Moyles, the medium dog in the dog world. then you've got Pimp Diddy Daddy Dave.
Yep, the little dog.
Then you've got the Tazar of the trainer world, Dominic Byrne.
Hello, woof woof.
Big in the game.
You've got Tina, I go off and make a cup of tea while she's on Dahili.
Hello.
What is the news for?
Yeah. What is the news for?
Yeah. I like the idea of it being an interval.
Time to pop up to the shops.
It's a leg stretch.
Alad is not playing. Freya will be taking over.
Morning.
Freya, who's like a female version of Alad. Oh, hang on.
Yes.
Special
like
guest.
A frayed version.
Special guest today. The one, the only, the original, the legend that is.
More juice,
Tim,
baby. More
Westwood!
Sauce. More sauce. More sauce. Thank you, Chris. Understand
Morning,
how
Tim.
It's about to go down.
Yo, this is how it's going down.
Exactly. Ride with the big dog.
Exactly.
Kingpin of, ride with the kingpin of the car game.
Yo.
We're big out there.
Sorry, don't mean.
Holler at your butler.
Yo. Holler at your butler. What?
Exactly.
Yo. Yo, Westwood. When the alarm goes off in the morning, do you go, yo, what is that noise?
I do, actually.
Yeah, I bet.
Yes, what is that noise?
Tarquin, where are my slippers?
Exactly.
What's your butler called?
My current new one is Gareth.
Gareth the butler.
Yes, because I had to sack Cohen for being useless.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Gareth. Mm.
Gareth.
And he carries out his butler duties very well, I'll say.
I love that.
Good. Mm.
Are you
like this morning, he sorted out my boxers. Into sure. clean and dirty.
Well, went, that's nice.
Yes, he did the sniff test.
You don't.
And
oh,
then,
you don't want to be putting
and
on the
then he ironed the clean ones.
That's
and
nice.
These look box fresh.
Wow,
boxes.
They are oh, nicely very,
very colourful.
Thank you, Gareth.
Gareth
did,
chose well.
Oh, he did actually. Yeah. I'd prefer if he went with the pale blue to match the top. But sure. Hey,
oh nice.
I'll now, have a word with him later.
Now, Tim Westwood, Westy.
Westy is
Westy's new, isn't it?
That one, no. That was from my last butler, who I had to sack.
Right, he called you Westy.
No, because he had this thing called the Westy effect.
Right.
So anything he did wrong, like, for instance, lock the keys into the car.
Yeah.
Drop the keys down the drain.
Oh, dear.
Get lost on the way home.
Right.
It was never his fault.
No.
It was the Westy effect.
Ah, the Westy effect.
And the Westy effect is just the presence of me.
Sure.
So, like, if, you know, if you're listening to the show today and you're late to work, tell your boss, it's the Westy effect. It's not right. my fault, I'm late.
Because you're intimidating, aren't you?
No, it's just the Westy effect. It's just the Westy effect.
It's the Westy effect.
It's the Westy effect.
I don't know what he's saying, but I love it.
No, it's the Westy. When things don't go right, it's not your fault. It's never your fault.
Let me ask you this, okay? I know that you are...
Like Dave's hair, it's not his fault, it's the Westy effect.
That is actually Dave's fault.
Yeah, no, it's not, it's the Westy effect.
Let me ask you this. I know that you are the hip-hop king, and you know, you invented rap music.
I'm the Elvis Presley of hip-hop.
Sure, I get that. And...
the Christopher Columbus of hip-hop, perhaps?
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, the crisscross of rap. And
I like that one even better.
But you wear... All your clothes are really baggy. Right?
No, I'm going slim,
but the
baby.
Thing is, you're very buff. Underneath those baggy clothes, I know you've got a six-pack, but you never show it off.
There's no need when you've got something that powerful.
Really?
Yes, there's no need, actually. Right. I mean, Tina's actually...
She's seen it?
Yeah, well, has she seen it
no,
all?
No, yeah, no she's I washed haven't. Her drawers on my six-pack many times.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
No, what the thing is, hip-hop has gone slim on me.
Right.
Like, I'm a 1XXL, and I've been wearing 6XL.
Wow.
So do you know how I fixed the problem of wearing too baggy clothes?
No, we don't.
A hot wash at 90. So I slimmed down.
You,
to a 3XL.
I hot wash at 90.
Yes.
Maximum shrinkage.
Absolutely. Ask Gareth. Yeah, to iron them afterwards.
Hot wash after hot wash.
Exactly. And as a result, my boxers do wind up a bit.
Tim, you and Tina used to work
chafing.
Together. Tina used to read the news on One Extra on Tim's show.
Oh,
hell
I did,
yes.
Yeah.
Was there any other ever any romance between you
there
and
was,
Tim?
There was. There was, Tina, you should not deny it, and there's no need to deny it at this late stage in the game. What it was, I could... No, and I'm very offended that we have to deny it.
Sure.
I think it's open and plain now. Mm. I love Tina, and I could see her potential.
Sure.
And I wanted to manage her.
Right.
And I thought, well, that's 10%. What if I married her?
10?
It would be 50%.
I tell you what,
exactly.
This is all needs to be.
Well, you read the news, love, so maybe you should pay attention. She's not being paid. It's all news to me.
By the way, somebody sent in a...
Well, read the script, love. It's all there.
All right, calm down. Somebody sent in a picture, by the way. They sent in a text saying, everybody needs a pension plan. And they sent a photograph of a sign saying, Westwood B&B.
Yeah,
I didn't know you had a B&B somewhere.
I'm a man who likes to diversify.
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's what the B stand for.
Bed,
breakfast.
And breakfast.
Wrong.
Right.
Exactly. It stands for Tina and her friend.
Right. All right. No, actually, that would be T-A-H-F. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Look, let's play.
Yes, it's the Westy Effect.
Let's play the musical Love Hate
it's
Game.
The Westy Effect.
We're going to play some clips. So playing is myself, Tim, Dominic, Dave, Tina and Freya. Six of us. We've chosen six songs we love. And we're going to play them now. No one knows what anybody else has chosen.
So can I jump in? I'm a little busy today. What time will this end?
About 9:30.
Oh, my God. I've got things to do.
But you're going
to
love it.
I'll tell my butler to wait outside.
So you've got to guess out of us which person has chosen these tracks. Okay. All right? So let's get into it. Let's play Secret Love track number one. One of us in this room...
Sorry, where's the buzzer?
There's no buzzer.
Oh, sorry.
You write it down.
Okay.
One of us in this room loves this track.
If you're not the one, then why does my soul feel glad?
What is this track?
Daniel Bedingfield.
Who?
Daniel Bedingfield.
How do you spell that?
He's trying to double bluff us. Why
does my of course. A bit of Danny Beddy.
I'm going to have a guess at Tina.
Is this a girl or a guy singing?
It's a man.
It's a man, okay.
With a girl's voice.
I'm going to say potentially Tina, but I'm going to wait until all the tracks are playing.
Daniel Bedingfield.
So Daniel Bedingfield.
She used to love this one in the morning.
Really?
Wait,
hang on, you didn't work until the afternoon.
That's what he's talking about.
Exactly.
Woof.
The Westy Effect.
My guess is Dom.
Okay.
I think Dom as well. He's got his bluff face on,
Hey, actually, you're right, Freya, he has.
Yeah.
All right, one of us loves that, Daniel Bedingfield. One of us loves this song.
That's this?
Michael Bublé, isn't it? That's dumb.
Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
Michael Bublé.
It could be either of the girls.
Freya?
Could be Freya, could be Tina.
It's all right, don't mind it.
Chris. I think Chris likes the Bublé.
No, could it be Aled, or is he not playing?
He's not playing.
It wouldn't be him anyway.
Oh, hang on. What if Westwood loves Michael Bublé?
I love a bit of Bublé in the morning.
I can see that.
Why can you?
All right, Michael Bublé... Just haven't met you yet. One of us loves that. Let's have Secret Love track number three. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? It's me. Don't you wish your girlfriend
was a freak like me? No, that's Tina.
It's not Dave.
It's Tina.
Yeah.
I say it's not Tim.
I think
Tim.
It's
got to
be Dave.
I think it's Tina.
It's Tina.
Why, you're right,
why would it be me?
It'd be Tina because she likes to bring the freak out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to deny it any longer. You're right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever you say.
So someone loves this.
I think it's you, Chris.
It's me, yeah.
I think it's Freya.
I think Freya. I think that was a double bluff, triple bluff.
Secret Love track number four. One of us loves this song.
Who's this?
Madonna.
Oh,
come on.
Again, either of the girls, maybe.
Are you sure Alid's not playing this?
I think this is you.
You're absolutely right. Boom. Absolutely. Double bluff, triple bluff. Yep, Madonna.
All right, well, we'll find out the answers in a bit. I haven't got anything for Dave
yet. Have I missed a track?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Four tracks.
I thought there was five of us playing.
There's six of us playing, Tim. We haven't played all the tracks.
Are there, what?
Still got two more.
Okay.
You just pipe down and pay attention.
It's a bit confusing.
Secret Love track number five. We spend all our time lying side by side, going nowhere, it's really something. Who's this?
I don't.
Ollie Murs.
Ollie Mez.
No, wasn't sure.
What type of music is Ollie Mez?
Great pop records.
Is it?
This could be Dom, you know.
I think this could be you.
Dom's a bit in love with Ollie Murs, isn't he?
Yeah. He is, actually.
That's obvious.
I'm so glad you said Dom, because I forgot his name just now. I'm so glad you said that. Yeah, Dom.
All right, and then the last track is this one. Britney.
Is it Britney?
Yeah.
Is that Spears?
Yes, you know.
Yeah, not Ferries. Okay.
Womanizer. Chris. You got me going. You're also charming. But I can do it. Womanizer. Dave.
Right, I've chosen.
Dom's written his own name against the track. Is that a giveaway?
No, I haven't.
It's a free name. I think it's a giveaway.
I think Dominic's gone for Britney.
Yeah, why have you written your name down there then, son? Just get one right.
I think the Ollie Murs connection could be crucial. Then again, Tina's a bit in love with Ollie Murs.
I think Ollie Murs is yours, Dave. I think you're double bluffing.
Oh, really now?
Yes,
oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's a tricky one.
All right, so there you are. I reckon I've got it. Mm. Although I'm putting Westwood down for Madonna. We'll find out when we do the results in a bit.
Can you play them all again? Because I missed a couple.
Sure. Which one would you like to hear again?
To recap the clues.
All right, Secret Love track number one. If
you turn it round. Okay, that's Tina.
Turn your piece of paper
smushy,
over.
Smushy Tina.
It's got all the names today, in it. As in the tracks.
You've picked me for about three. If you're not
then what you've got diverse tastes.
Yeah. Track number two.
I'm evidence of that. Yes, yes, I've got that one.
Michael Bublé.
Yes.
Secret Love track number three. Don't you wish your girlfriend was Tina.
Yeah.
Like she's really obvious.
Yeah. Don't you wish your
girlfriend was Secret Love track number four.
Yeah.
Yours, yeah. Tim.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
Right. Number five is Ollie.
Yeah, got it. And lastly, that one. Oh, this
and
is
then the last
obvious.
One is Dominic with Britney Spears.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Do you see that? They've got a table there.
Yeah,
and then I wrote on the back side.
No, we all write on the back because you change your ideas as you go across. And now you know what six tracks are. Now you can play. So what we'll do, we'll do the news. And then, do you want to play a song or do you want to get straight into it?
Straight into it.
Yeah, let's get straight into it. All right. We'll do the news and sport next, and then we'll get the answers for Secret Love tracks 1 to 6.
Thank you, Edinburgh, for an amazing week of Radio 1's... National
Radio 1. Right, let's do the Secret Love tracks in our Secret Love, Secret Hate musical game. Our guest today is the one and only Tim Westwood!
Can I just say good luck to everyone getting their GCSE results tomorrow?
Yes.
And can I just say, if you do really badly, just blame the Westie effect.
Okay. The Westie effect.
Fine.
Just tell your dad it was the Westie effect, tell your mum it was the Westie effect.
Or if you do really badly, you get a job at One Extra.
Well, I am proof of that.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I got in my A-levels?
What?
F-U-U.
Wow.
I'm thinking of doing a couple of retakes to see if I can get a C in a K. Right. Okay.
Don't be rude, Tim.
Tim Westwood.
Look at Tim, he's like a child. Look at him, look.
I just did a cheeky joke.
Wasn't it a cheeky joke? It was the truth.
You also got a spell. You got an extra U in there.
They did not recognise dyslexia.
Dave, it's hip hop profanity.
They didn't recognise dyslexia when I was young.
All right, look, they didn't have dinosaurs when you were young. Let's have the
dinosaurs.
Answers then from the music game. So, you ready? Let's go. Let's have track number one. If you're not the one, then why does... Now, Tim, who's chosen this?
Can I just say, I've forgotten how beautiful Tina does look in the morning.
Right.
I put Tina down for this one.
Okay. Tom?
I have also written Tina for this.
Exactly.
Dave?
I think it's you, Chris.
Okay.
I think you've always been a Bedingfield fan.
I think it's Dom.
Freya?
I put you, Chris.
I put you, Freya. If you are not so, the person who's chosen Danielle Bedingfield loves this song. Please, can you reveal yourself? I
never know what are you meant to do to reveal yourself?
You say it's me.
Hang on. Is this the way?
No, not like that. You say it's... Stop scratching.
It's me.
It's Freya! Oh! I knew it!
Is it too late to change Freya down?
Yes. Bingo, I'm on it.
Bingo
on it
wings.
Like a car bonnet.
Right.
Okay, well done.
Do you know what? I like this song.
I thought that was straight, smushy Tina.
I used to work for a radio station that played this all the time, and eventually I
one extra.
Ended up loving it. Yeah.
All right, well, if you got a Freya for Daniel Bedingfield, well done, you've got
well
a point.
Done. Well, then you know her better than me.
Yep, let's have Secret Love Track number 2. Which one of us loves this?
Michael Bublé's.
The what?
Michael Bublé's?
Michael Bublé.
Oh, Bublé's.
This is Westwood.
I wish.
Do you think?
Yep, this is Westwood.
You played yourself, Dave. You played yourself.
That's my hand show.
This is straight Chris.
This is straight Dom.
This is straight Chris.
This is definitely Dom.
I wish Alan was playing. I wish I could say this was straight Alan.
Yeah. Dominic, what are you saying?
I'm saying you.
I'm saying you.
Dom, I think.
I think it's Dom.
Oh, wow. What would you say? Like pre-hair loss days or something?
I reckon I'm all over this week. So, Dominic... Can the person who loves this track...
You know every station has one. We've got Trevor Nelson.
What does that mean?
No,
what, a slaphead?
Oh,
don't call Dom slaphead. He doesn't like it.
Really?
No, I don't mind. If you call me, it's fine.
Okay, what are you going to do?
Dominic and Trevor Nelson are the Miami Vice of slapheads.
Exactly. You know Trevor really confuses me, because every time I see him, I think it's Easter.
Because he has a head like an egg. Yeah. Right.
A chocolate egg.
Yeah. This is all over the place today. Right, can the person who likes this song
Michael
please
Bublé's.
Reveal themselves?
Chris, Dominic? Over to you. It's Dominic, I can't believe it.
It's actually me, Chris.
Yes! Why? Because we know you're a big soft
I love
Chris.
A bit of Michael Bublé.
Yes. Because...
I saw Michael Bublé tribute act when I was on holiday.
Exactly.
Did you?
Yes. Because when it's all over, Chris, you've got to be doing that tribute band yourself.
I don't mind.
Exactly.
I know that Dominic loves a bit of bubble as well.
I do love a bit of bubble, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so there you go.
Freya well done.
It's Daniel Bedingfield. I am Michael Bubble. But who loves this? Yeah, Tim, well done. You got a point.
Thank you.
Tina.
I said Freya.
I'm Tina. Well, Freya's gone. So
Freya's
gone.
It has to. If I can, it's got to be Tina because she wants to bring the freak out.
I've gone Dave.
Has to be Tina.
I say this is definitely Tina. Freya?
I think it's Tim.
All right, let's find out which one of us loves Pussycat Dolls, don't ya?
Tina!
Yes!
Predictable.
You're so obvious.
All the time.
So, yes. Ta-ding.
So Tina loves Pussycat Dolls. Do you love that track or you love the band?
No, I love that track.
Right. She loves the lyrics, mate.
All right. Yeah, all right. Tim.
She relates to the lyrics. She can actually do a routine to the lyrics.
Do you think...
Tim was actually written for her.
Tim, do you think Tina has a heart for you secretly?
Yes, she's all over me.
Right.
She just has the Western effect.
I know, I can't control it.
I know, it's difficult.
What, are you vomiting?
Yeah. Like, uncontrollable nausea.
All right, next one is Madonna Express Yourself. Let's find out who loves this song.
Oh, straight Dave, baby.
I think I've gone Westwood.
This has got Vitty all over it.
I've gone you, Tim.
Westwood.
Tim.
Westwood.
Freya?
I went for Dave, actually.
All right. Yeah, I went for Dave. Well done, Freya.
Well, let's find out who loves this track.
It's me.
Oh, it's Dave!
Oh, man. Sorry, I forgot to ask. What's the price for winning this?
Nothing.
Just...
Oh, I wish I hadn't come in there.
This is just a great, great pop song.
Yeah.
It is a brilliant pop song.
Hang on a second.
You don't have to justify it, mate. If you want to get down to this, it's your world. Seriously, you work for the BBC, you can do you.
Now, this is very interesting because it means there are two tracks left and there are two people left. There's exactly. Dominic and there's Tim Westwood.
Oh, I'm straight smashing right now.
The tracks are Ollie Murs and Britney Spears. Oh, my God, you never stop talking.
Can I get half a point for that?
Can I get a word in edgeways?
You
get no half a point.
Okay.
Pipe down.
A full point?
Sorry. Right, let's go with Ollie Murs. This is what I predict then.
Yes.
This has got to be Dominic.
Hell yes.
Which means... Tim is Britney Spears. Anyone disagree?
No, don't disagree. Agree with that.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah.
It
must be.
I'm obsessed with Olly Murs at the moment.
Yes, you are.
And I love this song. This yes. is my
yeah, this is you.
Yes.
Which means, hang on a second, Westwood's secret love track is Britney Spears.
This track is aspirational.
Aspirational?
It's aspirational. It's inspirational.
Do you
it's
see
one
any,
of those words.
You love this track?
It's one of those words which
Tim, you really love
you
this track?
To go out there and get Tina.
Do you love this track?
I love Tina, and this I'd like to womanise Tina.
No, no, be serious now. Look at
I'd
me.
Like to womanise Tina.
Look at me. Look at me.
I'm looking at you.
You love this track. Do you love Britney or just this track?
I love Tina, and I think this is the secret to...
Then we're not talking about Tina.
I am. Okay, I'm looking at you. Do I blink when I look at you, or do I have to stare you out?
What are you, on glue? What is wrong with you today? Are you drunk? You don't even drink.
I don't. What's happened?
All right, I'm asking you.
I'm used to being on One Extra. This is all new to me.
All right. Tim.
These professional standards are quite...
Tim, look at me and shut the hell up. Right. Answer this question.
Does he speak to everyone like this?
Yeah. Tim.
Or does he?
I swear blind, I'm gonna stop this feature unless you pay attention. Because the whole point of this build-up, right, is the fact that you like Britney Spears'
Hell
Womanizer.
Yes. Oh, I love Womanizer.
Why?
Because it's an inspiration, aspirational track.
You don't even know what that word means. What
I say it means this is what I want to be.
Why is it inspirational?
Because I want to be a womanizer.
Right, okay.
I want to be a womanizer.
Honestly, I get more sense out of Dominic's puppy.
Mm. True. I like Britney Spears too. Mm. I'm sausages.
Well, all right then. Tim Westwood
Can
reckons
I sing along
he knows.
This?
Yeah, go on then.
I'm a woman boy and I'm a womanizer.
Do you know what? I don't believe you.
I swear down.
Really?
I swear down.
All right.
Do you want to see my Britney Spears tat?
No, I really don't. I just see Westwood riding around his big pimpmobile with a womanizer.
Well, actually, I haven't got a car at the moment, so when I'm on the bus, I often do rock this on the island.
Why don't you have a car?
Because of the recession, I sold them, and then...
Oh, shut up. You did down to your last 10 million?
No, but I sold my cars and because of the recession, and I had kept one. I kept the best one. And then my butler, Westy Effect, crashed it on the motorway. And so I haven't got a car left. And I underinsured it. The insurance I got didn't even pay for the wheels.
Tim, when was the last time you had a full medical? I think you should get yourself checked out.
Seriously?
I'm worried about you.
Why? Because I've got a bit of a cough today.
No, because you're mental!
Sorry.
I sold all my cars, but I kept one, and then the butler crashed the event. I don't know what you're on about. How did you get here today?
I walk everywhere. I walk everywhere.
Pimp my walking boots.
Yeah, I walk everywhere. I walk from home to the office. From the office, I walk to the station, and then I walk home. It's called a love triangle.
Right.
But normally in a love triangle...
I don't want to know what you normally do in a love triangle. I'm all right. Let's play a record, and then we'll come back with the hate tracks on our Music, Love and Hate game with Tim Westwood. If I can bear it anymore. Right, Pimp, go.
Right.
6 of us in the studio have all chosen a song we don't like. And we're going to explain why. But we've first of all got to guess who's chosen what. So I've got myself. We've got Tim Westwood.
Hello.
We've got Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
Dave.
Hi.
Tina De Healy.
Hello.
Ho.
Okay.
Freya.
Hello.
All right.
Okay.
So let's get straight into it. One of us in the studio hates this track. Lady Gaga, look at Alan's face. All right, well, I don't know. That could be. That could be Westwood. Could be anybody. I'm going to reserve judgment. I don't think it's Dominic because he's trying to think of who it is, which therefore means it's not him.
Yeah,
and true. I feel the same about Dave as well.
I feel the same about you.
Well, thank you. All right. Secret hate track number 2. Ooh, Muse.
I mean, who would like this?
Oh.
There's Tim. He's bluffing.
It's the Muse clues. Yes.
Tim Bluffwood. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know
I
on
don't
this
know
one.
Either.
Could be anybody.
It's a mess. It's a mess out there.
Let's have secret hate track number 3. Who hates this song?
Who could hate this song.
Oh, no.
No Tina, no cry.
I know who this is.
Do you? Why?
Yeah. I just have a feeling.
I think it's Tina.
I
don't know.
No way.
Yeah.
Was he written down?
I'm not telling you. It's not
cheating. Do you know what? It could be Westwood.
I think it's Westwood.
It could be Westwood.
It's not. It's Chris.
Seriously, why?
Yeah, it could be me.
Oh, because no woman, no cry.
What is that supposed to mean?
No, it's not that. He just doesn't like reggae.
No.
All right.
How's
secret...
it going? How's it going, Chris? You all right now?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm happy. Secret hate track number 4.
If you ever want to talk to anyone...
Oh, yeah, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to have a serious in-depth conversation with
you. Yeah, if there's anything I can do, I'm here for you, mate.
You need to get down to strip club with some champagne.
Oh, let me know when you go in.
You need to go to the champagne room. Cigarette track number 4. Soldier Boy. This could be Westwood.
I think it is Westwood.
Oh, so obvious.
All right, secret hate track number 5. Who hates this? Oh, what?
Who could hate this track, Chris?
Who could hate this track?
I've got 5 on Tina.
That doesn't make any sense.
You just wanted to say Tina again.
Yes.
No, I'm talking about my hand.
Mandy, if you're going to shoehorn Tina's name and say I got 5 on it, it could have been a lot worse.
Sure.
I've got mine.
No, don't worry. That's Looney's. I got 5 on it.
Oh,
I don't know
so
how anyone
this
could
is so
hate
hard.
That.
It's so hard.
And the last track, one of us hates this.
Oh, I know who this hates.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
Oh, double bluff, double bluff, double up, bluff Dave.
Oh, you think?
Double bluff Dave.
Look at his face.
I had put Dom's down for this.
This is mega.
It is obviously Dave. Oh, you just put it out there, kid. And I know that means if that's Dave, that must be Dom up here then.
They're all really tough.
Yeah, they are.
I'm going to make it up as I go along.
It's a mess. I'm changing it. I'm missing somebody.
Lady Gaga, Judas, Muse, Supermassive, Black Hole, Bob Marley, No Woman, No Cry, Soldier Boy, Crank That, Loonies, I Got 5 on It, Green Day, Basket Case. We all hate those songs. One of us hates Lady Gaga, Judas. I'm going for...
Tina.
Dave.
I'm going for Dom.
Oh, this is good. Tina?
Dave.
Westwood!
I've messed this up somehow.
Actually, I'm going to change. I'm going to go Freya for the first one. Tina for Muse.
Tina is this one, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
Tim, which one?
I put Chris against 3, so that's not right, is it?
Well...
No, it's not. I'm changing this... No, I'm giving this one to Chris.
Okay, yeah, so you say
Chris.
Me.
Yeah, I'm saying you, Chris.
And I say Dave.
Or it could be Dom.
And Dave says Freya.
Mm.
Freya saying, says Dave.
I'm saying Dom.
I say Dom.
Oh, Dom. And Dom says...
I'm getting this wrong.
Tina.
Oh, hell. I'm saying it to Dom. I'm saying it's Dom. It's Dom. It's Dom.
Dom, all right.
Last minute change.
Can the person who hates Lady Gaga, Judas, please reveal
don't
themselves?
Be you, don't be you, Chris. Don't be you.
Sorry, Aled.
Oh, it's Tina!
I don't like it.
Dead to me.
I would have said brilliant. Tina, but I've been told not to say your name every time.
Right.
So it's pretty unfair. I couldn't put Tina's name down against anything.
Yeah, Westwood, she's taking out a court injunction out on you. She's taking out a verbal restraining order. Why do you hate this?
Huh? I think it's overrated. Maybe I've heard it too many times. I don't like it.
But do you like Gaga?
I don't mind Gaga. I'm not the biggest Gaga fan in the world.
Do you like Judas?
I don't like this.
She doesn't like Judas.
No.
Well, he does.
All right, so that was Tina, so I got that wrong. I had Tina wrong. Down for the next track, which means I had to change it. So, one of us hates Muse.
This must be Freya now, then, because I think you two are 1 and 2, and I got you the wrong way around.
I put Tina for this, so I'm lost.
I too have gone Freya.
I think it's Dave.
See, I think it could be Dave. I think it could be one of those. I love the band. I just think this track's boring.
Freya.
I actually had Tina and Dave for Gaga, so I'm going to swap. I'm going to say Dave for this. Tim, who are you saying?
I said Tina.
All right, okay.
I know, I just like saying her name.
So, Muse, supermassive black hole, who hates that?
It is one of those. I like the band, but this is a ploddy song.
Dominic Boone!
It's just boring. It's just boring song.
Boy, ploddy.
Yeah, ploddy.
What does ploddy mean?
It just kind of doesn't go anywhere. It kind of plods along.
Well, that's pretty obvious.
I'm doing really bad at this.
Me too.
Really, really bad.
I wouldn't know a ploddy song if it hit me in the face.
So Tina hates Lady Gaga, Judas. Dominic hates Muse.
Well, he hates ploddy songs.
Ploddy songs. Secret hate track number 3. Which one of us hates this?
Chris.
I got Tim.
I got you.
I got Tim.
For some reason, I've got Tina again.
I've got Tim down for this.
Oh, I love this song.
I've got Chris.
Ah, so 2 for me, 2 for Tim.
I've gone for you as well, Chris.
Have you?
I would go for you now if I had a second chance in life.
Would you like a second chance?
Well, I'd like to be a geography teacher if I had a second chance.
I didn't mean that.
If I could do it all again, geographically speaking, I'd be a geography teacher.
You haven't got time to do it all again, love.
There's always a second chance. Except No Woman, No Cry, there might not be, Chris.
Do you like this track, Tim?
If you ever want to talk about it, I'm here for you.
Tim, do you like this track?
I love this track.
Do you like Bob Marley?
Oh, number one fan.
All right. Well, let's find out if he's telling the truth. Can you reveal yourself, the person who doesn't like this track? Good friends we have, oh, good friends we've lost. It's me, Chris.
Told you.
I knew it.
That's a great song.
Why?
Okay, the whole point of this feature is to make everyone else go, no way, no way.
No, I can understand that. Chris is a little bitter.
I don't mind Bob Marley, but he's all right.
Oh, it's not even just the song.
No, and this is just, it's just dreary.
I think you need hot weather for reggae, to be honest.
You know, and I don't particularly like reggae very much. And I think Bob Marley's like.
Oh, he's great. Oh, this is
I went through some. Amazing. I went through the Legend album yesterday, and I'm like, actually, that's all right. But then I realised it's all all right.
It's a great song.
You know, let's not get giddy.
No, I think you're calling this one very wrong, Chris.
Do you think?
I know, sir. This is a truly inspirational song.
I like this. Yes. I'm
you don't know what inspirational means? You think Britney Spears' Womanizer is inspirational? You donut.
What is it? Inspirational means it's inspiring.
Yeah.
Inspiring.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like it because it's inspiring me.
Oh, it's Westy effect.
All right, so that Bob Marley was mine. Soldier Boy, whose is that?
Westwood.
Something tells me I remember him playing this.
It's gotta be.
Yeah.
But I can't believe that he wouldn't like Loonies.
I've gone for Dave in this.
Interesting.
Really?
Do you know what?
I've gone for Tina again.
Well, it can't be Tina again.
No, just personally in life.
It's either Tim Westwood, Dave, or Freya. I don't think Dave would ever choose this. So it's between Freya and Tim. I think it's Tim.
I think it's a double bluff from Dave.
Oh, really? Freya.
Yeah. Could you actually, in future, refer to me as Tina Westwood?
No.
No.
Because that's just weird.
Like you.
So, what? What?
Like you. Like him.
Like you.
Yo, Dave, I heard that.
So, can a person who doesn't like this track please reveal themselves?
I love Soldier Boy. I love Crank That Soldier Boy. This remix, I think, is disgusting. It's a mess out there. It's a mess.
Told you.
It's a mess.
Tim Westwood says it's a mess.
Wow.
It's a hot mess.
Messwood.
So, if you love this track and you love this version of it...
No, hell no.
Tim is wrong.
I'm very right. Why have we ever played this? I'll never know.
Is that like an internal memo to the music department?
Yes, George. You played the wrong version, kid. I tried to tell you at the time and you didn't listen.
Oh! All right,
unnecessary drums on there, baby.
There are two tracks left.
Unnecessary drums.
Loonies and Green Day.
Mm-hmm.
One of... there's two people left. There's Dave and there's Freya. Which one of them hates this?
Has to be Dave.
Freya. Has to be Freya. She's not even dancing to this. It's too slow for her.
Got your miserable face on.
Yeah, she has. She's got misery face.
She's smiling. Oh, I see.
That is her miserable face.
I heard this at student nights over and over again when I was a student, though.
Mm. And does that mean you hate it?
That wasn't that long ago, was it?
Don't love it.
So is it your track?
The fact that she never had five to buy a drink, that was her problem.
That's my track.
Oh,
it's so boring.
How can you hate this?
Oh, it's garbage. It's just overrated rubbish. Boring.
Tim.
It's not. It's rubbish.
Tim, tell us with your musical expertise.
It is a truly great inspirational track.
See? He loves it.
I just don't like it. Never liked it. It's boring. Ploddy, in fact.
It's not ploddy.
How can you say that? Even Alice likes this song.
Yeah, Alice loves this song.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Okay.
So Dave hates Loonies.
Unbelievable.
Which means Freya hates Green Day. Do you have the time to live? Why? Is it to do with Stewie?
Well, yeah, partly, but also because
Stewie, the ex?
Her fella. No,
a current one.
A current.
doesn't remind me of my
ex. Nobody told her.
Because I never really got it, and I feel out of the club with it. And whenever guys were all together, they all go, oh, this is an amazing track, amazing, look at it. And I just don't get it.
Wow. I've never heard that.
You're allergic to it?
Sort of, yeah.
I love it. I'm not necessarily a massive Green Day fan, but I do love this track.
Is epic. Yeah. It all keeps
adding up. Here we go! I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Guitar! Come on, Tim. Tim, do you like a little bit of rock?
No.
Right. Well, there you go. That's the love hate game.
I got absolutely zero on that.
I didn't do well at that at all.
I didn't know.
What did we learn? We learned that Tim may or may not like Britney Spears' Womanizer.
Oh, don't question
it. He finds the track inspirational and lies a little. He's also way too obsessed with Tina.
Oh, yeah.
I now understand why Tina left One Extra and Tim Westwood's show.
She left very quickly, didn't she?
Yeah, very quickly. So there you go. Thank you very much for the love fate game, and thank you very much to the one and only Tim Westwood.
Thank you very much.
What are you going to do for the rest of the day, Tim? What now?